James, do appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So what do you think of Australia joining the ASEAN summit? It seems like a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal, and it's well and truly worthwhile. In Australia, we tend to spend a lot of time thinking about the US and China, and of course that ignores a major strategic bloc to our north, and that is ASEAN. So it's good we're having this dialogue with them.
And so one of the things to have come out of this is the ASEAN Australia Infrastructure Cooperation Initiative. It's a lot of words. Could you give us a rundown and what it means for Australia?
Yeah, look, the Australian government has recognised for quite some time that the region that we live in has pretty poor infrastructure, and that has detrimental effects on the Australian economy, because sometimes it means that our exports can't get into the markets we'd like to get them into. So, upgrading infrastructure is a positive thing because it helps that. Of course, this isn't the only infrastructure play going in the region at the moment. China has its alternative, if you wanted to call that. They're called the Belt and Road Project. I think Australia should be involved in both of these initiatives rather than picking one over the other.
Okay, so it would be possible for us to join both and not just one?
Absolutely. Certainly on China's Belt and Road Initiative, it's made it very clear that it's an open initiative. So it's not about forming some sort of bloc against the West. The US is invited, Japan's invited, we're invited. It's up to us, though, whether we take that step to join.
So the fact that we haven't taken this step just yet, do you think that that's going to have any effect on perhaps the Chinese-Australian relations?
Yeah, look, I think it's a bit of dangerous signalling on the Australian part. In fact, late last year, Malcolm Turnbull said that we weren't going to sign any sort of agreement or memorandum of understanding with China because we wanted to talk in specifics, specific projects, specific investments. That's fine, but the problem is when Malcolm Turnbull went to the US last month, he signed an MOU with the US on infrastructure cooperation. There was no specifics, there were no investments. And now we've got the same thing coming out of this ASEAN summit. So I worry because there's that difference in rhetoric, and it seems to be directed at China.
Yeah, and I feel like China's not a country that anybody wants to annoy particularly. When it does come to trade agreements like this.
Yes, but I tell you what, it's not the only country you want to annoy. If you want a country that you don't want to annoy at the moment, it's the US.
Yeah, that's true.
Donald Trump is very open at the moment that if we don't play by his rules, he'll use trade penalties to punish us and any other country as well. So I thought it was quite interesting when Prime Minister Turnbull earlier this month, sent a tweet out thanking President Trump for not applying tariffs on Australian exports. Well, they were just a Trump thought bubble. They weren't going to be applied anyway. I think we're taking our care with the US more than China at the moment.
Gotta love Twitter. I love that foreign policy is being conducted over Twitter at the moment. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Indeed.
So I guess looking at the summit as a whole, were there any countries that we can peg as winners and losers?
No, I wouldn't put it like that. I mean, I think there were two important areas of agreement that came out of the summit for ASEAN and Australia. The first was both Australia and ASEAN declared their support for an international rules-based order. And for a smaller country like Australia and many of the smaller 10 nations that comprise ASEAN, that rules-based order is a very important thing. If the world comes down to some sort of power play, Australia's not going to do very well. And also both Australia and ASEAN also signalled their support for free trade. And given that you've got the likes of Trump and the US taking his country in a very protectionist direction, that's important too.
It's definitely going to be one to keep an eye on. But James, thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's my pleasure.